For WSKG News, this is Rebecca Rettelmeyer. If you live near a busy body of water, you might have seen the signs this summer warning of harmful algal blooms. Officials have been shutting down swimming holes across the state because of these algae blooms. And they could be getting worse with climate change. On a breezy afternoon in Lansing Salt Point Park, Sue Ruoff is out walking the shore. Her eyes are on Cayuga Lake, looking for algae blooms.
Look for anything that looks like green paint on the surface.
Ruoff volunteers with the Ithaca-based Community Science Institute to monitor for harmful algae blooms, or HABs, here. They're often made up of a naturally occurring organism called cyanobacteria that can grow out of control and clump along shores like this one. That's what Ruoff has seen this summer.
And this spot we're coming to is where we spotted a HAB on August 1st.
It was one of dozens of harmful algal blooms on Cayuga Lake and hundreds across New York spotted this summer. When Ruoff saw the bloom, she saw something else that worried her too.
And there were people swimming. There were people in the water.
That's a huge concern, she says. Algae blooms can cause a variety of health problems, ranging from mild skin rashes to severe illness, according to the CDC. Alyssa Johnson runs the Harmful Algal Bloom Monitoring Program at the Community Science Institute. She says it's vital that people and pets stay out of the water when beaches are closed.
I understand the frustration, but it's such a dire problem across the entire state.
Scientists have found that harmful algal blooms could also be getting worse with climate change. Cyanobacteria multiply during hot days, which are becoming more frequent. They also thrive when there's lots of fertilizers in the water. More intense storms from climate change could push more farm runoff into lakes, says Johnson.
It's just a horrible but perfect storm. Great for cyanobacteria, I suppose, but it's a big issue that has no easy fix.
The blooms often look like green blobs or streaks floating on water. They can appear and disappear within hours. If you think you see one on Cayuga Lake, you can report it to the Community Science Institute. Elsewhere in New York, you can learn more and report an algae bloom on the Department of Environmental Conservation's website. In Ithaca, I'm Rebecca Rettelmeyer for WSKG News.